working together, they get the podcast done. Tidbit. Yes, we can. Pilchard and Burn, Travis and Spud, playing together on Tidbits Pod. Hola amigos. Don't know if you can hear it, but it's insanely windy today. I'm sort of, there's a big bank of kind of hedgerow here or whatever it's called, bracken or something. But yeah, I'm kind of hiding behind this big wall of hedge, and hopefully that's kind of cut the wind out, but we'll see how it goes. My God. Yeah, this has been the longest pause in recordings because I got it into my head that I couldn't record on sunny days because I didn't like getting hot and sweaty. And then the last couple of days have been hashtag torrential, like awful rain, like not your lovely sort of refreshing, you know, pitter patter droplet sort of rain. We're talking make your cheeks wobble sort of madness rain. But yeah, so anyway, I've missed you guys. How have you been? That's fantastic, lovely. But yeah, I was on a did a course this week. An absolute waste of time, thanks for asking. It was sort of headed up by this absolute plank. Right, let me set the scene. So she was an ex-midwife or sort of part-time midwife or something. So she was in the midwife sort of realm, right? So she starts off this chat, and it's a video chat, there's a few other people in there, and it was over the internet, yeah, whatever. And she says, don't worry if during this course, if you need to sort of, pop away, and maybe you need to take a delivery or deal with small children, you know, that's totally fine, totally fine. And then, of course, I don't know anyone yet, but I pipe in, an ex-midwife, remember, or whatever, midwife, and I go, well, hopefully no one's going to be delivering a small child. Nothing, right? So then she sort of sat there in silence, a little fucking with her haircut or whatever. She's all confused, and obviously because she's employed to run this thing, she's got to be sort of broadly positive. And then she goes, well, that's right, actually, Jack. Yeah, because you used to be able to buy organs on the black market, didn't you? So, yeah, no doubt you could buy small children on the internet these days. I'm like, what the fuck, Charlie? Like, she... Like, she thought I'd made a joke about some sort of sci-fi future where you could buy kids on the internet, on the dark web or something. And, you know, you're a midwife, you dickhead. It's the old delivery switcheroo. One of the textbook, I don't know, oh my God. But anyway, simple lesson, people are thick. Don't try and make friends over a video chat, and particularly not with sort of clumsy midwifery puns. But oh, it was torture. It's just, oh dear. But other than that, it's been pretty excellent, actually. I think I've, what I'm going to do here now, I mean, now that reasons for being an arsehole / hate crimes is put to bed, I'm going to do a shiny new feature, right? And it's going to be called a thing I like and then a thing I don't like. Snappy. Like something like that. Like, yes, please and no, thank you. Anyway, the end will come. But in the last one, it just ended on a massive list of dislikes sort of thing. So let's start with a thing I like. So this is the yes please section, right? So Tell you what I like. I like how, like, I'm a bit older and I can sort of, like, return to stuff now, like, reevaluate stuff and then come up with new favourites. So, I mean, when I was younger, it was all about kind of, you know, you'd find a thing and then that's my favourite thing and then that's it. And then, you know, that's what I'm having every single time. You'd find your KFC order, you'd find your... Classy lad. But you know what I mean? You just find the thing you like and then stick with it. But then it's like when people always get the same thing at Subway every time and, you know, you just get stuck in a rut. I remember... yeah, talking to Subway. I remember the first time I went to Subway and I got confused. Because it was the little one in the alley next to Grant's in Croydon by the Reflex. Anyway, we all know what Subway is. But I thought the guy was doing me a favour. And he's like... And he sort of looked a bit shifty as well. He's like, yeah, mate, do you want extra meat on it? And I was just like, quality. Like, I'm sort of like leaning in, like, you know, people in the queue behind me. Yeah, yeah, of course I do, mate. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Extra cheese on that? I'm like, yes, yes. Oh, mate, hell yeah, load it up. Of course I do. Double cheese, whatever. Want a scoop of this crap on there? I'm like, I don't even know what it is, but absolutely. Pile it on, like, go to town, mate. And then I got to the till and this sandwich was like a tenner or something, which this is at the time when I used to go out with 20. Like, me and my mate Dino in the queue would do our job, tenner an hour or whatever it was, and then just go chuck it all into double vodka Red Bulls. But so, so this, I get this financially crippling sandwich. And I was just like, oh, but... By that stage, I've had the rapport with the guy and I couldn't sort of tell him that I was confused and put it back. So, yeah, I remember buying it and then couldn't get the cab home. So I walked home, me and my mate Nasty Nick, all the way from Croydon. But anyway, side note, yeah, do you know that in Subway in Japan, like in the sauces at the end, they've got it's a sauce made of, it's like the perfect ratio of soy sauce mixed with wasabi. It's fucking amazing. Like, I don't know when it's going to come over to Britain, but when it does, yes, I'm a cultured lad having a sandwich in Japan. But I mean, every meal can't be a trip down the sort of culture chasm, can it? Sometimes you got to eat just to not die. And yeah. Anyway, I'm not on about Subway. Forget this Subway strand. Always sort of... But yeah, I'm always switching up my choice in Subway. But an example of my point... What was my point? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So an example of my point is chocolate. So back in the day, my favourite thing was just the plain, no fucking around, just normal milk chocolate. And then... You know, you just get it and there's no messing about. You know exactly what you're getting. But now, I mean, now that the standard of normal chocolate has dropped, I'm all about the chocolate with, like, the chocolate with stuff in, like picnics and lion bars, double deckers, topics, bounties, you know, all those guys. Fruit and nut. If you told me, yeah, if you said to me 10 years ago that I'd actively choose a fruit and nut over just the normal chocolate, I thought you were fucking loco. But, you know, now, in my my wise old head on it, now I'm all over it. Fruit and nut every time, please. But, yeah, back in the day as well, if I had a choice of, you know, if it was between salt and vinegar or cheese and onion, I'd be a salt and vinegar guy. I've made my decision. I know where I stand. I'm salt and vinegar all day. But now, with some crisps, I'm sort of, you know, dabbling in a bit of cheese and onion every now and again. So, again, who is this sort of cultured lad? But, well, not what you're thinking now. Like, you're saying, yeah, maybe you should revisit your favourite films and make a new list. But, I mean, you're right, but I'm not there yet. I'm still clinging on to the youth. But yeah, so I think that's nice. A little yes please section. broadly positive, but so for a bit of balance, here's something I don't like. So I don't like it at the end of a list or a menu or something, where there's a list of instructions and it goes, like after it said all the really serious stuff, it tells you to enjoy or have fun. But I mean, you've read the list, and then that enjoy or have fun at the end, it just belittles the rest of the instructions, doesn't it? Because whatever. So it's like, okay, here's this list of instructions, follow them carefully. It's very, very important that when defusing this bomb, you've got to cut the blue wire first, and then the green, and then the black and yellow stripy fella, and after that, enjoy. It's just like, I don't know what I'm saying, but I'll tell you what, no, it's more like on a recipe. Like if you've, it goes like, okay, preheat the oven, chop the stuff, mix the thing, gas mark 4, 42 minutes, leave to rest before serving, and enjoy. I mean, how annoying. Because like, now, because I've been told to enjoy it, I'm actively trying not to enjoy it, so I can feel rebellious, and it's still like a little fuck you to the people that wrote the label. Okay, right, that's mad. Okay, that doesn't make sense. So a better example, I don't know what I'm trying to get at here, but I just don't like the have funs or the enjoy when a waiter tells you to enjoy. It's just fucking annoying. But a better example is like, when you're at a go-karting track or something like that, paintballing, and the ex-squaddy guy that works there, and there's always a sort of ex-military type folks that are there, aren't they? And they'll go something like, okay, gents, sorry, my gorgeous, my treasure, my treat, or my sweetheart, I didn't see you there. Okay, ladies and gents. Well, lady and gents. But yeah, come to the front, babe, come to the front. And it's, go-karting is a very serious business, so I need you all to listen up. Gents at the back, are you listening? Thank you, this is important. People have died go-karting in the past, people will die go-karting in the future. But if everyone listens carefully to the rules that I'm saying now, then nobody is going to die today. So rule number one, when I wave this flag, that means no overtaking. Oh wait, sorry fellas, okay. Oh, sorry, and you darling, sorry. And you darling. I just need to, you know, let these lovely people in, and then come on in, ladies and gents, okay? Like, just make yourselves comfortable. Great, take one of those forms, fill them in, the pens are over there. Take one each and fill them in. But while you're doing that, you might as well just join me on the safety talk with these lovely lady and gent. Yeah, the pens are over there. Okay. And then he'll sort of, it'll go through the list, blah, 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 blah. Don't press the brake and the accelerator at the same time. Don't smash people into the tyres. And lastly, but most important rule of go-karting is have fun. And you're sort of like, that's the most important rule, is it? Have fun. I mean, I got back to the army, you dick. But I mean, by those rules, if I'm not having fun, then it's more of a rule break than smashing one of his colleagues into, like, smashing his shins with a go-kart. I mean, if that's the most important rule, is to have fun, ladies and gents. Okay, yeah, grab a pen and fucking fill out this form. Okay, your life now belongs to me. Who's got a helmet from home? Nobody. Okay, fine, we're going to fit here. We're going to measure your heads. We're going to measure your cocks. Not you, babe. It's like, hair. I think I just don't enjoy being a beta male. But, I don't sort of respond to orders like that. But, oh, God, they would lap that up in the US, though, wouldn't they? Like, have you seen that video? Right, okay, this is totally side point. But it's a video of it's a motivational video. And basically, there's this guy standing at the front of a class or a locker room or whatever it is. And he's doing this big, rousing sort of speech. And there's a kind of swell of Celtic military music swelling underneath, and then every now and again he'll sort of he'll pause and he'll go, "Who am I?" And it'll be like, and all the little lads in the room, they're like, "I am a champion." And then I mean, I can't remember whether it's actually like an army speech or whether he's a sports coach, but it's that kind of vibe. And he'll go like, "No one will deny me. No one will defy me. No one has the right to tell me what I am, what I can be. I will carry myself through. I got power, and that's what made man conquer the world. And it put man on the moon. Who am I? I am a champion." Like, "I am a champion. I don't understand the word retreat. I don't understand the word defeat. I don't understand the word wrong. I don't understand the word mistake. I understand heart. I understand perseverance. I understand courage. I understand victory. Who am I? I am a champion." And I mean, whether you understand the words isn't important, is it? I mean, that's I mean, it's basically irrelevant. I understand what pole vault means, but it doesn't mean I can do it. But I mean, I'm still not sure whether I'm pronouncing Chipotle correctly, but I'm gonna have it every now and again. But who am I? I am a champion. I am a champion. And they sort of all do this little uniform kind of, can you, I am a champion. Okay, I'm not describing this well, but you gotta watch that video back and then and then picture that guy talking to a room of kind of like little beater, like a room of Jack Tibbles, just sort of sitting there just like, "I am a champion, I am a champion." And he'd be like, "Who am I?" Like, "Hold on, are you going senile? Like, are you all right, mate?" But anyway, that sort of sums up why I don't like taking orders from squaddies at mid-price team bonding / daytime stag do activities. You know, like, it's always, you know, like, funny when it's axe throwing or archery or something that the squaddie loves. And then, and it's the best when people, because obviously no one's an expert because they don't do it all day, every day. And we're like, "Oh, can we watch you throw an axe at the thing? And can we watch you shoot a bullseye, please, Mr. Squaddy?" Just like, I think that I enjoy watching the sort of the smug face of that guy. And again, it's always the exact same guy. He's the same employee that works at all of those places. But that face of like, "Yeah, look how good I am at throwing this axe, and I'm going to take your girlfriend because I can roll around this track in 55 seconds or something." But, oh, okay. But I do miss that kind of thing, those sort of team bonding kind of stag do-y, daytime stag do activities. But, well, okay. So that concludes, I think, the yes, please, and no, thank you section. So it probably rattled more into no, thank you, but maybe that's just me. I'm a little cynical bastard. But it's been a while. But right, what else do I want to talk about? So before I go, oh, this is nice. Yeah, I'll do this every time. I'll try. But I want to recommend brief answers to the big questions. And this came out around this time last year. And it's the book they put together of all of Stephen Hawking's last sort of musings before he died. And I can't say I understood it. I can't say I even understood half of it or 10%. But I mean, there's something about it that just listening to it, right? It just makes you feel, I don't know, just makes you feel sort of like you're improving as a human, and just makes you sort of feel good about life and being alive. And as soon as I'd heard it once through, then I just pressed play and started it all through again. So, well, that's the best thing about not understanding it, because you can kind of pick up little bits every time. But yeah, I went through this whole book 2 times in about 4 days. So might even start it again, because I loved it, bloody loved it. And you know what put me off about like getting the audiobook for ages? I thought it was all going to be in that synthesized voice he's got, and I was like, oh, fuck that shit. But but it's not. The version I've got is, it's read by Ben Whishaw, and it's funny as well. It's got, it's obviously got a bit of Steve's life story, and he cracks some jokes in between the chapters, and like it's even got a nice little, you know, nice little bit at the end. I won't say what that is, but you know, that's lovely. And it's just different gravy. Like, I've recommended a shitloads of things in this podcast, but I think that, you know, this is the first thing that I really want you to actually to go and get. But it's like, it's like someone sort of got Steve into a room and they've had him chat about the questions and the everyday fucking, you know, the ones that dummies like me want to hear. And you know, it's not like sort of smug, like, yes, I know it all sort of thing. It's like, you know, it's not like I'm the teacher and you're the student, sit down with a pen and paper. You know, it feels more kind of casual. So he's talking and he mentions Jurassic Park and shit. And like, it's not like just someone reading out a science textbook and you're just like, what the fuck? it's still got, I mean, of course, it's still got the big chats. It's got the stuff like artificial intelligence and what that's going to do to the planet and the future and whatever, that kind of chat. Black holes, a bit of Stephen Hawking's radiation, I think that was his thing. God chat about the start and the end of the universe. I mean, it's class, but I liked it, is the bullet point of this presentation, and I think you will too. So get that in your lives, definitely. But, right, so that's it. I don't know when I'm going to do one of these again, but hopefully this has come out all right, and I'm going to scooch. So, once again, thank you for listening. You are a fucking ledge. You can hear my voice is going. But if you've listened this far, drop me a message to tidbitspod@protonmail.com and bring up some chat topics. That would help out a lot. And okay, ladies and gents, we've liked, we've subscribed, we've shared, and now the most important thing of all is to have fun. See you later. Who am I? I'm a champion!